is the evaluation of pyrethioback and S-metolachlor tank mixtures on cotton growth and yield. Robert Ferguson, Dan Stevenson, Donnie Miller, and Sandy Stewart, LSU Ag Center. Robert Ferguson presenting.
Thank you, Dr. May. I want to thank Dr. Stevenson as well as Dr. Miller for the opportunity to help with this trial. Excuse me. Get a little exposure with the weed science aspect of cotton production. As he stated, I'll be discussing the evaluation of pyrethioback and S-metolachlor tank mixtures on cotton growth and yield. I'm going to begin by talking about a trial that kind of led to the main focus of my discussion today. This was conducted in 2008 in Alexandria, and we were looking at the effect of three glyphosate formulations tank mixed with dual magnum as well as staple LX. Those were Roundup Power Max, Touchdown Total, as well as Sequence, which is a premix of glyphosate as well as dual magnum, and we use the labeled rates of each product. Treatments were applied to 2-3 leaf cotton. Data indicated that glyphosate formulation when tank mixed with dual magnum and staple LX influenced cotton injury at 7 and 14 days after treatment. So what that means is we saw a difference between our glyphosate products and the amount of injury that was observed. However, by 28 days after treatment, there was no observable injury on the cotton plants. In the end, there was no effect in cotton yield. This slide shows the treatments that we had in this justification trial on the left, as well as the injury ratings from 7 to 107 days out. I want to point out one thing here. As I mentioned before, the Roundup Power Max, when tank mixed with the dual, along with the staple LX, did have significantly more injury at 7 and 14 days after treatment than that of the Touchdown Total. However, by 28 days after treatment, there was no difference in injury. Here are just some images that we have of the Roundup Power Max alone. The top left corner, top right is the Roundup Power Max with the dual magnum as well as the staple LX. Bottom left is Touchdown Total, and then bottom right is Touchdown Total with dual magnum along with staple LX. Just want to point out some of the injuries that we are observing. And that those smaller leaves there, we're seeing the yellowing, likely due from the staple. On the larger leaves, that's speckling due to the dual magnum. So it's kind of got us to thinking, why did we observe the differences in glyphosate formulation when mixed with dual magnum as well as staple LX? And also, you know, we know that within the industry, the current recommendations are not to tank mix dual magnum and staple LX. So why did we, by 28 days after treatment, not see any differences within the injury? So this leads me to the main focus of my discussion today. The objective of this trial was to evaluate the effect of glyphosate tank mixed with S-metolachlor or dual magnum and pyrethioback, trade name staple LX, on cotton growth and yield. The trial was conducted at the Dean Lee Research and Extension Center in Alexandria, Louisiana, in the central part of the state. In 2008 on a Norwood silt loam. It was non-irrigated and we used standard pest management fertility practices. It was a 4x4 factorial arrangement of treatments and a randomized complete block design. In this trial, we made our treatment applications on June 17th to 6 to 7 leaf cotton. If you recall before in the justification trial, that was on 2 to 3 leaf cotton. After we got out there in the justification trial and we saw our results there at 28 days with the injury being almost non-existent, that's what got us to thinking more. We wanted to dig in a little deeper and led to this trial, and the only cotton on the station that we could put this test out on was a 6 to 7 leaf cotton. So it's something we do want to look at next year, is going on some 2 to 3 leaf cotton. As I mentioned before, it was a 4x4 factorial arrangement of treatments. Our glyphosate treatments have listed here along with their acid equivalent per hectare and their rate per acre. We have Roundup Power Max, Touchdown Total, Cornerstone Plus, and what I mean by no glyphosate, that is the average of our tank mix partners. There, Cornerstone Plus, we chose it because it's a common generic in our area. Looking at our tank mix partners, we have dual magnum, staple LX, dual magnum plus staple, and then no tank mix partner. What I mean by there is just the average of our across our glyphosate applications. I also want to mention that on the dual magnum, we went with 1 1/3 pints per acre in this trial. In the previous trial, we just used 1 pint per acre. LSU recommendations for a dual over the top is a 1 1/3 pints, so that's why we chose it here. The data that we collected was injury ratings at 3 to 41 days after treatment, plant weights at 23 days after treatment, node counts 14 and 29 days after treatment, plant heights at 29 and 36 days after treatment, as well as seed cotton yield. On the node count and plant height, node counts I'll only be reporting the 29 days after treatment, and plant height will be 36 days after treatment. This is just a partial ANOVA. Looking here on the left is our main effects, the glyphosate and tank mix partner, as well as our glyphosate by tank mix partner interaction. And across the top is our parameters that we evaluated. The numbers highlighted in yellow are where significance was observed at the 0.05 level. Take a moment to set this slide up for you. It's our injury ratings at 3 days after treatment of the glyphosate formulation main effect. On our y-axis is the range from 0 to 30% cotton injury, and across the x are our four glyphosate treatments. In this trial here, we didn't have a significant difference between our Roundup Power Max and our touchdown total. If you call in the justification trial, we did have a difference. But as expected there with our, we did see the injury drop off, though, a difference between the Roundup Power Max and the Cornerstone Plus. Looking at our tank mix partners, as was expected, the dual Magnum plus the Staple LX did have significantly more injury than that of the Staple alone, followed by the dual Magnum, and of course the average of our Roundup treatments. Some images showing what the injury that we observed. The top left is dual Magnum plus Staple LX. And the top right is the tank mix partners plus Roundup Power Max. Bottom left is the tank mix partners with touchdown total. And then on the bottom right is Cornerstone plus dual Magnum and Staple LX. And just as before in the justification trial, the same injuries were observed. Moving on to 9 days after treatment, with our glyphosate formulation main effect, we didn't see any difference in observable injury from the treatments. It ranged, the highest was at 4%, and it dropped from there. However, with our tank mix partners at 9 days after treatment, as would be expected, we were still seeing significantly more injury in our dual Magnum plus our Staple LX, but the dual Magnum and Staple LX alone, along with our glyphosate applications, they were all similar observations made. We're going to move on to the growth analysis and yield. Because there was no significant difference within these parameters that we evaluated, I'm just going to show the interaction table. We have on the left here our glyphosate formulations, and across the top be our tank mix partners. When looking at plant weight and grams at 23 days after treatment, the plant weights ranged from 61 up to 82 days, or up to 82 grams. As I mentioned before, there was no difference in those between treatments. Node count, the same way, at 29 days after treatment. There was no difference among all treatments. Plant height in centimeters at 36 days after treatment, just as before, no difference. And lastly, our seed cotton yield, just as with our node count and plant height and plant weight, there was no difference among treatments. This kind of brings me to the conclusion. Mentioned we did not observe large differences in cotton injury between glyphosate formulations compared to the initial trial. A lot of this may have been due to going on to that 6 to 7 leaf cotton compared to the 2 to 3 leaf cotton in the justification trial. We did, by 20 days after treatment, there was no observable differences in injury level. And no treatment reduced cotton yield, as well as the growth habits of the plant. Future research that we want to do, we want to conduct this on some younger cotton and go back and see if there's a difference in the observable injury, as well as do an application timing trial to better understand the tank mix of dual and staple. We began this year, actually, where we went out with staple and then came back at day 1, 3, and 5 with dual, and then vice versa, with beginning with dual and coming back with staple at 1, 3, and 5, but we have yet to evaluate that data. With that, are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Describe a little bit in your injury ratings in terms of your description of what you were rating. Was it a synergistic effect of both the yellow and the burn, or was it you doing two different ratings?
I'm going to let Dr. Stevenson handle that. He did the ratings on this. I helped put the treatments out and some of the other stuff, but he handled the ratings on that. Yes, sir.
Did I hear you say you're going to repeat this trial in the future?
Yes, sir. We want to go back and look at that on some younger cotton, 2 to 3 leaf cotton, see if the same, you know, if we don't see those observable injury as we get on out there.
It'd be interesting to see if you get the same results or same trend for Denbo as you do for state, for both of them being ALF, both of them being labeled over the top of the cotton.
Yes, sir. That's a good point. That is definitely something to look. Okay. All right. Thank you.